How you doing, fellow Christians? I'm going to get right into the Word of God. It's pretty evident in the times we're living in. We need truth, and nothing beats God's Word. And our Lord and Savior called Himself the Way, the Truth, and the Life. I'd like to go to Isaiah 30. Isaiah 30, verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord. So he's talking to rebellious children here that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover themselves with a covering, but not my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Gang, everything's trying to talk to us. Our wants, our desires, things that we think are our needs, our reputation, how we're viewed by others, our comforts, sensuality. It's all trying to grab us. Every single day, the God of this world is trying to come at us with the flesh nature. Every day. But take counsel of the Lord. Cover yourself with the Lord. Cover yourself with His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, not the things of this world. Not the money of this world, the cars of this world, the houses of this world, if you're a man, the women of this world. Cover yourself with God. You and I have a special date. It's written on the back. Our back. It has a date that the Lord is going to call us. It's a special date. It's our date. We don't know when it is. But it's written on our back. The Lord knows what it is. It's appointed once for a man to die, then the judgment. And only a few are going to get in. Does that put a little fear in you? If it does, that's good. Paul tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. That the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. That our Lord is a consuming fire. He didn't have to die for us. He didn't have to suffer for us. But He did. He bought us back. It was a price. And it was pain and it was suffering. He expects the same from us. I'll read that again. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, that cover themselves with a covering, but not of my spirit. That they may add sin to sin. That walk to go down into Egypt. And we know that the word Egypt here, in the Old Testament was a country. But now the foreshadowing of Christ is revealed to us. Egypt is the world system. Egypt is everything that you can see, taste, touch, smell, and hear. It's your sense realm. It's everything opposite faith. That walk to go down into Egypt. Remember, he's talking about rebellious children that want to go to the world to solve all their issues. And have not asked at my mouth. What's his mouth? His mouth is his word. To strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Do you call yourself a Christian yet you go to the world for all your answers? Do you call yourself a Christian but as soon as anything happens? Hey, I need a... Man, I better get a lawyer. I better get an accountant. I better get a doctor. Everything in the world, instead of going to the Lord first and giving yourself a self-examination, do you go to Pharaoh? Do you go to Egypt first? Therefore, if you want to go to Egypt, therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame. Remember, Pharaoh represents Egypt. Pharaoh was the king of Egypt. The world in the New Testament. If you're going to make money your God, eventually God says money will be your shame. If you want to make materialism your God, it will be your shame. If you want your reputation, it will be your shame. Your adultery, your sensuality, it will be your shame. Even your own righteousness, That'll be your shame. All your religion, if you think all your traditions and your rituals and your whatever they might be, it'll eventually be your shame. And that trust in the shadow of Egypt will be your confusion. How about that? And in the Hebrew, the word confusion means humiliation. You will be humiliated if you trust in this world. We want heaven, gang. We were bought with a price. There is a hell. I don't care how you want to define it or what term you want. The Lord says there's two resurrections. One to eternal life and one to eternal damnation. However you want to define that, go for it. All I know is one has weeping and gnashing of teeth, and the worm never dies, and the fire is never quenched. That's all I know. Define it how you will. Some people say there isn't a hell and this, all that. Whatever you want, whatever you want. There is a place where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. There is a resurrection. That's to an eternal damnation. I don't want it. And all that is a wide gate. And many are going to go that way. Because they made a God out of everything but the true God that came down from heaven. The bread of life that came down from heaven and gave his life for you and I so we could have the Holy Spirit. Let me bounce down to verse 9 here, or verse 8. Now go. Now God is telling Isaiah. Now go, write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. Remember, God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Even though this was penned 3,000 years ago, it is for you right now and mankind till the Lord comes and takes the earth away. That this, number one, rebellious people. Number two, lying children. Children that will, number three, not hear the law of the Lord. He's saying, write this to a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. You don't want to abide by it. You just want to, either if you're a Christian who just has a foundation built on sand, you'll act like one, you'll memorize some verses, you'll go to church, you'll say the right prayers, you say the thing, but it truly isn't in your heart. And the only time you really know, you or I, me first, when you, if God is God, is through trials, is through persecutions. That's the only way, because the fire burns off the dross. The fire makes the silver and the gold. The fires of life. That's why the Lord tells us, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that this, that the trial of your faith is much precious than gold that perishes. Imagine that. You're fighting for your raise at work. You're fighting for your money. Oh, the stock market's going through the roof. Everything's going great. God flips it on his head and says, you know all those trials that you're going through? They're more precious than all your gold. The trials of life. Now, these children that are rebellious, that are liars, that won't hear, they say to the seers, and these were the prophets at that time, see not into the prophets, prophesy not righteous things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy to us deceitful things. In other words, tickle our ears. We want, you know, we want nice music. We want lattes. We want a nice friendly message. We want a loving message. Stay away from the conviction. Lord, don't dare finger point to me. Stay away. I don't really need correction because I'm not that bad of a person. No, no. You and I at our best situations are filthy rags in the sight of God. God the Father sent his word, which is part of him, and he has to see Jesus in us. That's what he sees. Because Jesus died for us, he sees the Jesus in us. We're doomed. We're done. It took our Savior. Not some kind of religion, not some nice prophet or some, no, literally God's word manifested in the flesh. The wise men knew he was coming. Herod sure knew he was coming. He knew he was coming so bad he killed every kid under the age of 2 years old. Can you imagine that? If the president said kill every kid under the age of two, can you imagine the craziness, the uproar, the sorrow, all that must have been taking place? All because they wanted Jesus Christ wiped out. I'll read that again. Which say to the seers, see not to the prophets, prophesy not to us righteous things. Speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceit. Get out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Can you imagine this? He's saying this to his people. He's saying this to his children. They're saying to God Almighty, and this is what we say to God Almighty when we want to go by our concepts, our will, our way. We say, get out of the way, God. Turn out of the path, God. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wow. Wherefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel. All right, so God's going to step in here and say, okay, all right, I'll give you over to your own lusts, but I'm going to tell you the bottom line. Because you despise the word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaketh coming suddenly at an instant. That's basically like the Empire State Building just falling all on you, crushing you into powder. That's what's going to happen. You want to go your own way? You want to trust in all your money? You want to trust in your houses? You want to trust in everything? Gang, we can't trust in our spouses. You can't trust in your pastor. You can't trust in anything that has anything to do with humanity. You have to trust in God. At some point, every single man, I don't care how good he is, how great he is, they will let you down, whether it be willfully, whether it be not willfully. We cannot trust one single man. You cannot trust yourself. Now, I'm not saying, you know, your pastor's a bad guy or anything, but I'm just saying you can't elevate him to a God. You cannot elevate anybody or anything to a God. And in John 15, we're told that the Holy Spirit, the Son, and the Father come inside of you and reside here. While people are waiting for the temple to get built in Israel, what's the wait? You're the temple. Who cares about red heifers? The sacrifice was made 2,000 years ago on a cross. It's done. It's a finished work. Jesus Christ did it for us. And he shall break it as the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken into pieces. This is what he's going to do to those who don't want to obey him. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a shirt, that's a little piece, to take fire from the hearth or to take water out of the pit. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning in rest shall you be saved. So he's giving them a way out. He basically saying, come on back. That's what he's saying to us. I don't care what kind of sin you're involved in. God is saying, come on back. Return and rest. In other words, forget about your own works. Forget about trying to get your way into heaven. Rest in Jesus. He'll give you convictions. He'll point you in the right direction. You shall be saved. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. He's given them ingredients, simple ingredients. Come on back. Trust in me. Rest from all your deeds and just trust in me. You're going to be saved. Keep quiet. Be confident in him. But he says, but you would not. He's giving them the path to take, but they wouldn't listen. But you said, no, for we will flee upon horses. That's fleeing upon the flesh. In other words, we're going to escape all our problems through mankind's inventions, through mankind's everything. But he said, no, for we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall you flee. And we will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they pursue you, be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. And at the rebuke of five shall you flee, till you be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on a hill. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all they that wait for him. So God is always giving us a way to escape. Remember the thief at the cross? Yes. Remember, you know, Zacchaeus, the taxpayer. He's always giving us a way to escape. True mercy. Remember what he told Peter? Peter said, how many times do we have to forgive? He said, 70 times 7. Yeah. And, you know, we better watch it. Me first. No matter how bad the situation might be, don't murmur or grumble. No matter how bad you've had it stuck to you, you better forgive. To whom much is given, much is expected. And we're all pretty bad sinners, gang. All of us. And Christ gave the ultimate. Therefore, just love one another. And I say it all the time. That doesn't mean tolerate sin. That doesn't mean compromise. Love just means you're not going to harbor bitterness towards anybody. You might have to separate yourself. Now, to the outside world, that might seem like hate. You got to separate yourself. You're not going to tolerate it. You're not going to compromise. But you know your heart. You know when hatred tries to stick in. Because usually with hatred comes revenge. Usually with hatred comes a bitterness. Watch out. Me first. Well, God bless you. We don't want to be rebellious, lying children of God that don't want to hear his word. No. We want him to humble us. We already know he loves us. So just stay in Jesus, people. And God bless you, and amen.